Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast.
What's going on, successors, and welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Jones, and I don't know many of y'all who knew, many of you might, I don't know. But successors, my birthday is today, January 25th, my birthday. So if you're watching this and you don't shoot me a tweet to Jonathan J Speaks or go on my Instagram, Jonathan Jones Speaks, give me a shout out, show me some love. It's my birthday. It's my birthday. I'm turning 32. Oh, I'm turning 32. Like, I'm getting old out in the, like, I'm old now. Like, the things my parents used to do, the things I would see my mom doing and my dad doing, watching them clip coupons and watching them go to bed early and watching them say, I got to go to work early in the morning. Like, all that stuff is now starting to happen in my life. Is there anybody else out there? I'm curious. This is a poll. Is there anybody else out there who feels like their life is not all together and they might be 32, 33, 40, whoever, however old you may be, like you're out there and you feel like life isn't all together like you once envisioned it, right? But before we get into today's content, I want to make sure you all go on. You can find me on any platform. You can type in Jonathan J Speaks and then I should pop up. We're on Instagram. We're on Twitter. We're on YouTube, LinkedIn, all of those platforms. So type in Jonathan J Speaks and give me a follow. Give me a shout out. Hey, John, listen to the podcast. I would definitely follow you back and love to hear your thoughts. But this is a very real topic because there's something called FOMO, fear of missing out, right? Because we see TV. TV has projected to me that by time I'm 30, I'm supposed to be married. By time I'm like 32, then I have a house. By time I'm 33, 34, we got the house, we got the kids, we got two cars, and we got it all lined up and everything's all perfect, right? But as I've been getting older, I began to realize that, John, that's not real life. That's not what actually takes place based on what you saw. So now as I stand here before you today, I want to level with you. To all my people out there listening, all my people watching on YouTube, and you feel like you're too old, right? You feel like you're never going to get it together. You feel like it's never going to make sense, and you feel like you're just in a rough patch. By a show of hands, anybody, can I get an amen from somebody? So today I want to take a moment and I want to just share five things that I've learned coming into this 32nd year of my life, my magic year, my magic. Those of you who are familiar with Magic Johnson, the basketball player, I'm just going to call it my magic year. But today I want to take a moment and I want to break down five things that we should focus on around this stage of our life, but ultimately you can apply this anywhere. And I'm not sharing this because I'm not an expert, but I'm not sharing this because I feel like that I'm an expert. However, I'm an expert of my life, just as I believe you're an expert of yours. But man, take this information, shoot it back to me. Let me know what was beneficial. Let me know what worked. Let me know what you want to hear more of. And we can definitely go from there. So the first thing I wanted to share with you is cherish people who cherish you. For many years of my life, I would try to get people to like me, right? If this was high school, if this was college, man, even now, if I'm not careful, I find myself in the same situation, trying to get people to like me, trying to get in front of them, trying to do whatever I need to do to make them be my friend. Y'all, that's not necessary. The people who are going to rock with you, the people who like you, they rock with you and like you for you being your authentic self, not you being a fictional image or you being some character always having to do this and be in this position every time you see them, because that's exhausting. And even outside of that being exhausting, nobody wants to be that person. You want to be able to be yourself, let loose. So cherish people who cherish you, right? And even outside of that, like, something else I've realized is, like, being an entrepreneur and understanding that you get to eat what you kill, right? There's certain areas where you can fake the funk. There's certain areas where you can talk about, man, I'm about to do this, I'm doing this, I'm working on this project, I'm working on that project. And this is a time that it's easy to glorify effort. And I did this for a while. Like, I would say, yeah, I'm about to do this, I'm talking to this person, or I want to talk to this person, or I'm reaching out here and reaching out there. But y'all, all that reaching out and all that saying what I'm going to do or what I plan to do, that doesn't transfer to results. You win with results. You never win with effort. You can give it your effort. You can give it all. But the people who truly win, they give effort and they go a little bit further until they get the result. Effort is, oh man, I dove for the ball. Getting the result is, I go all the way out for the ball and I don't stop until I get it. We have to judge ourselves based on results, not based on effort. Let's get some results. Number three, you have to navigate through certain situations and you have to do what's best for you, right? There have been times I've put myself in certain situations trying to help out, trying to be a friend. And then I later realized that I overextended myself for no reason at all. Like, there was somebody that I used to be cool with. We used to hang out. We used to chop it up, do all that. And then we got to a place to where we stopped talking. We bumped heads, and that individual's like, I'm just not going to talk to you no more. Block me on social media, all that. And then we happened to be in the same spot. And then I was like, oh, well, you know, I'll do this favor for you. No problem. I'll do it for you, whatever. Going back to what I was saying earlier, like, I wanted everybody to like me. I wanted to be on good terms with everybody. But then I soon realized, after talking with my best friend, everybody ain't going to like you. You can't be friends with everybody. And realizing that you can't be friends with everybody, you have to do what's best for you. In that situation, I shouldn't have did that favor for somebody, because I overextended myself and overexerted myself to do a favor for someone who didn't want anything from me, who didn't want nothing to do with me. And now I'm just putting myself in a vulnerable position, all based on me going all the way in. Am I the only one? Y'all got to talk to me. Am I the only one that does this? Because I don't want to be the only one overexerting myself, and I don't want to be the only one just doing extra and being extra for no reason. Y'all, help me. Talk to me. Am I the only one? I can't be the only one that thinks I'm the only one. Shout out to Drake. Fourth. I got two more. I got four and then five. Invest in what you believe in. There are a lot of people who want to start businesses. There are a lot of people who want personal freedom. There are a lot of people who want to go on vacation. I don't know what yours is. Pick. There are a lot of people out here that have a lot of dreams, a lot of visions, a lot of ideas, a lot of concepts, a lot of things. Number four, I want you to invest in what you believe in. For me, there have been numerous times where I've got to the point where I'm like, wait a minute. And I take out that credit card and I just swipe it. And I would figure out how I'm going to pay it back later. I would go all the way in. Like, I'm talking about, I'd have like $2 in my account. And I'd try to shift money over here, shift money over there, go out, drive Uber, and do what I need to do to get that money, just so that I can put myself in that position, because I believed in my business. I believed in myself. I challenge you to do the same thing. This don't even got to do nothing with business. This could be investing in what you believe in. So now you're going to start investing more time into finding out date spots that you can take your wife or your husband or your spouse. This could look like you investing more time at work because you believe in the company. You believe in what you all are doing. You believe what you're moving forward. Or maybe even you creating a nonprofit. I don't know, but I encourage you to invest in what you believe in. If you believe in the youth, start spending some time with the youth, maybe mentoring, maybe volunteering. Whatever your area is, invest in what you believe in, because so often we get caught up just throwing money at problems. We get caught up throwing time and doing things that we're not even passionate about, doing things that we don't care nothing about, doing things we're like, I'll get around to this later. I'll do that later. No, invest in it now. Right now. And that brings me to point number five. Speak your mind. Y'all, we have to speak our mind. I'm not saying just go left field with it and just take everything just completely off like the charts. However, I want you to speak your mind, because a lot of times we internalize some things. I'll speak for me. I can't speak for nobody else. I internalize a lot of things. And if I don't say what I feel, then it'll make me really upset, and then it'll fester, and then ultimately it will come out in a different way at a different time. So speak your mind. If you feel like speaking out a goal, if you feel like speaking out a vision, if you feel like telling somebody, stop DMing you because you're not here for it, speak your mind, because we need to understand that we own what we say. When we put it out there, then it triggers something and our brain was like, oh, wait a minute, did I say that? And you're like, yeah, I did say that. And then you like affirm yourself through that thought that you just said. Speak your mind. Speak your mind. More people need to do it. Speak your mind. But like I said, don't do it recklessly. But speak your mind. So that's the five things that I've learned. These are five just takeaways. I've learned a lot more, of course. But these are just five things that I would challenge you just to look at them and see if you got any value from any of them. But I think you at least got value from one. Because, you know, talking about cherishing people, talking about focusing on results, talking about doing what's best for you, investing in what you believe in, and speaking your mind. Like, I think the world can be a better place if we start to implement some of this, because I've been implementing it. Yes, if you speak your mind, that might ruffle a few feathers, but then you might be back to that point to where now you can have a real conversation and saying, well, yeah, John, when you spoke your mind, I really wasn't feeling that because this. It's like, well, I can respect you for saying that. And I think this is a great area to start a conversation. But at the same time, I mean, I want to stay true to who I am, and I wouldn't be my best friend if I didn't speak my honesty and speak my truth to you and be honest with you because you asked me what my opinion was. Anyway, we're not going to get on that. So I wanted to bring in some new segments, right? Because I understand, and I know that you all have heard it said before, and I just came back to understand it, really. But reading, focusing on reading. So bringing now the book of the week. So the book of the week I spoke about in this podcast before. It's by Ray Diallo and it's entitled Principles. Some of you all might have seen the interview with P. Diddy and his mentor, who is Ray Diallo. He's a billionaire. And he began just to list out his life principles. And in his book, which you can get the app, it's just called Principles in Action. You can get the app, which you can read the book for free on the app. He challenges you to think about and assess what your own principles are. Then he breaks down how you can ultimately accomplish goals the way that you desire to accomplish them by laying out what the goal is, what can hold you from getting that goal, and then he further lays out the strategy. But that's the book of the week, because I've been spending some time in it, and I've been really taking my time in that book to see what I can glean from this man, and it's been really good to me. So you all, by Ray Diallo, Principles. Principles by Ray Diallo. I would encourage you to check it out. I'm not even saying buy the book, but you can look at the reviews and then you can get the app if you like, and the app is free. You're welcome. You're welcome. God bless you. Next, I want to think about how we can be more effective in 2020. Last year, I was talking about the Passion Planner. I was gung-ho on the Passion Planner. But this year, I'm switching up and trying something new. And I have this right here. It's called the Clever Fox. Clever Firefox Planner. Clever Firefox, or is it Clever Fox? It's one of the two, okay? But I wanted to try this planner Clever Fox Planner. Okay. But I wanted to try this one because the way this planner lays out just the day, like you got your habits set up in there. You guys can't really see it. But you got your habits set up where you see all those circles on the far left-hand side or right-hand side. You write out what the habits are you want to focus on, what skills you want to focus on learning, and you check to see how consistent you've been attacking those throughout the week. And then at the bottom, you list out the wins for the week. What did you achieve? What were you able to accomplish? And then they have an area where it says, how will I improve next week? So this I wanted to try this planner out specifically just to see how well it works for me versus the passion planner, because I love the passion planner. I rock with the passion planner, something serious. But also at the same time, I want to try something new and just see if there was something that could top it potentially. So the resource of the week would be the Clever Fox Planner. The book of the week would be by Ray Diallo, Principles. And I want to just encourage you all in those things. I'm not getting paid to say this, but I just want you all to make sure that you have the tools that you need to be successful. P. Diddy went on record and said that Principles should be required reading for any entrepreneur. And I know a lot of entrepreneurs listen to this podcast. So, hey, P. Diddy, if you think he's doing something worth listening to, and he said that, I would encourage you to get the book. Moving on. Last but not least, we have the quote of the week. Y'all, the quote of the week, plain and simply, is this. Measure seven times, cut once. The Russian proverb, one more time, for my people in the very back. Measure seven times and cut once. My dig with this quote of the week. I love the quote, but I'm going to go against the grain. And I'm going to say, you don't need to measure seven times. Because when we measure seven times, we're overanalyzing. When we measure seven times, we're figuring out all the reasons why something won't work. When we measure seven times, we're trying to give ourselves a good excuse to talk ourselves out of doing what we know we need to do. We don't got time for that in 2020, y'all. I'm just saying cut once. Just cut the rope, cut the cord, cut the excuse, cut whatever is holding you back from doing what you know you need to do. It's 2020, and a lot of people are saying they want personal freedom. People are saying and getting to a space to where they want to do more, they want to be more, they want to learn more. So what's the excuse? Whatever the excuse is for you to not do whatever that thing is that you just thought about when I said that, cut it. Whenever that excuse tries to show up, cut it. Just get up and do an activity towards what you know you need to do. If you want to build a nonprofit, but then somebody says, how are you going to get funding? That's when you hop on the computer and Google, how do I get funding for a nonprofit? Like, we have to begin to do activities that are, one, countering the distraction or countering the negative belief, but ultimately still getting us towards our goal. Can I get an amen? That was good. That was good. I enjoyed that one. That was good for me. So now, my friends, once again, if you're not following the podcast, I would encourage you to subscribe, Speak Your Success. And then we even have the app in the iOS store and also in the Android market. It's Speak Your Success. It's just like that under those names. Or you can subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. Just type in Speak Your Success. And all right, my friends, I enjoyed this. If you see me in the street, holla at your boy. Give me a happy birthday. But until next time, this is the birthday boy, TEDx speaker and best-selling author Jonathan Jones, reminding you to speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way?